Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I am so pumped. I just walked out of the keynote with Steve Burrows, where we really challenged ourselves. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and when I said, what's your favorite beverage, a bottle came up to the table. So we're getting after it here at Built this week, and Steve Burrows was so much fun to be part of that keynote, and Built has just been an awesome experience. And through this awesome experience, I've had the pleasure of having Matt McMullen, who sits on the Art of Construction Advisory Council, and I'll let him tell, he was previously on Art of Construction as Create Architecture, but what do you got doing today, and what's your experience so far? We're smack dab in the middle of Built here in Seattle, Matt.
Yeah, hey, thanks for inviting me to join you. It was great hanging up here in Seattle. Sun is out, you know, yeah. Finally. We've had some gray and some rain, which in Colorado is always an issue. If it's cloudy for a few days, everybody's depressed. But I would have to say, just in general, this conference, if you're not here, you're being left behind as an architect, engineer, or contractor. I've been to several AIA conferences, several Green Build conferences at USGBC. In this one, there's an intimacy about the conference that everyone is approachable. There's not really any cliques. And you can walk up to keynote speakers or whatever. Everybody is so happy to share their information, and it feels like they're all on the same team.
Totally agree. Yeah, and I mentioned it on the keynote as I was talking with Ben Glunz, who's going to be another one of the series that we're doing, the CEO of BIMSmith. And he said, this was like a couple years ago, I was at Autodesk University and different ones, and I was like, this Autodesk is unbelievable. Is there any other conferences like this? And he said, well, you should check out Built. And I'm like, what's Built? And then I started researching it, and it's like kind of this name change, and it's been fun getting to understand Digital Built Week North America, BILTNA, and all the different things around that. But he said, Autodesk is like, I was so overwhelmed as an outsider. You know, I'm not in on the tools with the Autodesk family. But when I came here, he's like, these are the 800 people that are kind of those influencers pulling all that stuff together in that open source. So it's been really cool being part of Digital Built Week. And through that, you know, you make all these great connections. And I was really jazzed when the marketing team at Autodesk said, we wanted to do a podcast with you while you were there. And I said, what a perfect way to have Matt come in and kind of help me co-host this thing. And they put together, we're going to go in and have a fireside chat with Taylor Dean, who is the Autodesk Solutions Executive and is with PlanGrid. And I'm really excited to learn about the ACS, the Autodesk Construction Solutions, as they got a lot of stuff going on. So what we're going to be talking about today is breaking down the construction silos and talk about Autodesk Construction Solutions. Maybe talk about a few case studies, and of course, as we've been asking everybody, the goal of this series has been connecting technology with the handshake of what is that crystal ball and where Taylor sees things going. So, Matt, does that sound like a good plan to go in and grab Taylor and bring him in and have fireside chat?
Yeah, sounds good, and I have a fundamental question. We're going to kind of get to the bottom of this with his last name, of whether he's related to 50s rebel James Dean or Jimmy Dean of Jimmy Dean Sausage.
All right, sausage or what? We're going to find out. So let's go in and get to know Taylor and have some fun. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
Oh, Devin, I'm quite the beer guy.
All right.
Classic P&W type taste. Like me some good craft beer.
Matt, we the first night we went to some tap house is like downstairs, and there's like 160 taps.
No, 164. You only hit two, so you have 162 left by the time you go for departure.
Yeah. You guys got some work to do.
Yeah, yeah, some great beers here in Seattle where the sun is out, like Matt said, and we're excited to get to know you. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
I actually just spent a month over in Bali. So far that's been my favorite. Super cool place.
Got a ball in Bali.
Exactly. Balled out. But people are super cool. Beaches are amazing. Very reasonable to live there. So I plan on retiring there, to be honest.
Wow. give us one story from your month. That's a big deal.
Yeah, no. One kind of crazy story. We did this sunrise hike, and we hiked to the top of this volcano at like 2 a.m. And once you get to the top, sun comes out, gorgeous view, but all these monkeys start to come out. And of course we had some food, and I was eating a banana, and all of a sudden I'm getting attacked by this monkey, and he's just all over me trying to grab my banana. And so I gave it to him. Luckily, I didn't get bit or anything.
You didn't stand up for your banana?
No.
Man.
Take the banana. Get it off me. So, yeah, that was one of the more interesting stories. And I actually got it on video, if you guys want to see it.
All right. Well, we may have to hit you up for that on the show notes.
So note to self, when you go to Bali, don't bring bananas.
Right.
We're already learning so much valuable stuff already. Forget Autodesk. We're learning about bananas.
We're covering some ground here.
Well, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena silos we're going to talk about breaking down that we call the art of construction?
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I love being outside. I'm a big mountain fan, so love skiing, love mountain biking. I just recently picked up rock climbing. But, you know, I just love being outside, being active. So you'll find me playing tennis or out on the golf course. So it just depends on the day. I got my seasons covered, per se.
There you go. Cool. We got to know a little bit about Taylor. Tell us your story that's led you through with PlanGrid and now the acquisition here with Autodesk Construction Solutions.
Yeah. So I actually did my undergrad in managing information systems, a.k.a. MIS. In addition to a minor in construction management. And so during that time, I interned with a pretty substantial mechanical contractor out here in Seattle called McKinstry in their commercial construction division before accepting a full-time offer. And so I worked on various different projects with them, but the most recent project was actually down here in Pike's Place, where I was exposed to PlanGrid and the benefits that it brought, not only me, but my team, and how much easier it made our lives. So I became really intrigued with this type of technology, and given my background, always kind of was gearing towards the tech industry. And so when an opportunity presented itself to come work for PlanGrid, I jumped on it. It was kind of a perfect crossroads. And now we are part of ACS, the family as a whole, and yeah, that's where I came from.
Cool. Well, you may have to bear with me a little bit because I'm kind of a fish out of water, and what challenges you, it's kind of like Steve Burrows on the keynote, Matt, when he said, who wants to change on that slide, and everybody's hands are raised, and then it's like, who's really going to change, right. And everybody's standing there. Like, this has been such a great experience, but challenging experience for me because I don't use the tools within Autodesk, and it's moving and changing so fast when you say Autodesk. It's such a big deal, and all I do is read the press release of PlanGrid being part of Autodesk. So I'm really excited for you to talk through what ACS is. And I jumped up when we were getting to know each other a little earlier, and you said, like, your passion, you love breaking down those construction silos. And, like, that's, I just fascinated with what the tools and the people we've met out here, Matt. It's just amazing, the tools and technology, like you said. If you're not here, you're missing out, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. If you're not here and you're not making connections, so it's like you talk about, you know, connecting technology with a handshake. If you're not making those handshakes and meeting the people in the silos and then figuring out personal responsibility of how you're breaking those silos down, yeah, you're not helping the situation. You're just continuing the situation.
Yeah, and we all have Autodesk to be thankful for. Like, they're the platinum sponsor. Like, they're the ones, you know, they're the big, but they're also giving back and to all of us that's making this work. So when you said, I want to talk about breaking down the construction silos, Taylor, what do you mean by that?
So I mean that we are trying to build a solution that integrates the information from start to finish within every phase of the project life cycle. And so that's what the ACS suite is trying to do. So from sales to design to pre-con to engineering and manufacturing, all the way over to the turnover and the operation of the building. So we're allowing teams to communicate more effectively and efficiently throughout every phase of the project lifecycle. We're making it so that when the building is handed over to the owners, they are provided a super rich data set that really prepares them to operate their building for the next 50 plus years. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, so ACS stands for Autodesk Construction Solutions. So,
correct.
If I'm hearing you, it's kind of like this plan grid coming into this is now this kind of new portfolio that you guys are taking the massive task that we're all talking about and saying kind of soup to nuts or working right to left 50 years from now and putting that together. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. So these solutions are really kind of revolutionizing the way that the industry is beginning to deliver projects. And so the ACS suite consists of Assemble, Building Connected, PlanGrid, and BIM 360. And I can give you kind of a high-level overview of each of those products if you'd like me.
Yeah, that'd be great. The journey I kind of want to go in today and why I asked both of you to sit at the table with me is I'll raise my hand and say, like, I'm the guide and I don't know these different parts, nor am I in these different parts. But we're in a unique spot that we just met each other and come together to say, you're building out this suite of services. Matt is here as the Council of Art of Construction, but he also is heading up a firm, Able Design Group, and I'll let you give the story of Able Design Group because you are the client of these suites of services that you're out here like the other 800 people at this conference trying to bring back to your team of what should we integrate that we can't integrate everything and how do we pull all this together is kind of the conversation I want to go on. So can you elaborate on that, Matt?
Yeah, you know, in fact, when when you guys were talking, I was just thinking about something that Steve Burrows said in the keynote session this morning, and you'll be able to hear that in another Art of Construction podcast. And Steve talked really about the master builder, of how that existed throughout time, and that while we still have all these construction tools and communication tools, there still needs to be this one sort of visionary that needs to guide the process, like one voice. What's starting to become clear to me too is that it's really not embodied in that person necessarily as the master builder or master architect, that it is a combination of, you know, as you always say, the sort of the global megaphone, is that it is this sort of a visionary voice or a collective voice, and then there is this megaphone, which are the Autodesk Construction Solution tools that allow that to be the megaphone. And so when you put those two things together, you have vision, you have process, and you have communication, and that's where I think all the effectiveness comes together. So I just kind of throw that out there, and then maybe we can park it and then maybe revisit it later after you've kind of walked through the different components of the megaphone of Autodesk Construction Solutions.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
So let's walk us through the major components of that, Taylor.
Okay, so kind of give you the four pillars of ACS. So Assemble, Building Connected, PlanGrid, BIM 360. So Assemble is essentially a web-based solution that provides users real-time access into the 3D model data. And so it gives them the opportunity to kind of condition that data and integrate that portion of the project into their key workflows. So estimating and takeoffs, scheduling, finance, and analyzing the financial aspects, progress tracking. The possibilities are really endless on how you want to utilize that data. So, for example, I used it on my last project, and just the simple task of being able to take off fixtures or sort down into the certain pipe size connections is amazing. It really helped me out, and I'm a huge advocate for it. So it's an incredible system, and the possibilities are endless with it right now. So that's Assemble, very high level. Building Connected, super robust platform. It's really streamlining the bid and proposal process. So you can think of it kind of like a LinkedIn for construction companies. So it's one of the largest, most active networks of construction professionals in the industry. It allows users to conduct risk analysis on their subcontractors, manage all of their bids and proposals in a single location, and giving them the ability to make informed decisions to get the right contractors for the right job.
So if I hear you correctly, you're able to go into this platform and qualify your subcontractors.
Exactly. And they can be scored, they can be sorted on different metrics, different performance metrics. So it is really about making the most informed decision on who you want to be on your job.
Excellent.
And yeah, so it's giving Autodesk a huge opportunity to kind of create a robust marketplace to make these decisions.
You know, I just I before I was at Able Design Group, I worked as a director of facilities at University Corporation for Atmospheric Research and the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, and so we were subject to OMB guidelines and federal guidelines, and it seems like this could be a great tool for some of those federal contracting folks to really come in and qualify GCs and sub-consultants and subcontractors.
So absolutely,
it's interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're spot on there. But keep moving to the next pillar, which is PlanGrid. And so PlanGrid's really geared towards being a incredibly easy to use, mobile-first construction productivity software. So it's letting project teams collaborate on project documents and data in real time. It's really connecting the field to the office, and really bridging that communication gap. So it's giving everyone real-time access to project data like punch lists, tasks, photos, reports, RFIs, submittals. It's really streamlining a lot of these processes and making the field much more efficient. And so, obviously, I'm sold on it. I used it, and I am now working with PlanGrid.
Yeah, and there's no doubt it's not a should I or shouldn't I, it's a must. And that's what really changed the game of, it was this challenge of connecting the field to the office. And then there's that thing called the cell phone that changed the game. And then now these tools have come in. And the cool thing about PlanGrid, if I'm understanding this, now it's being integrated into this Autodesk Construction Solutions. And so that ACS, now you have that tool that's built, customized to actually make the workflow come together. And that's the part that I'm sitting back and watching all this work just from seeing it from the outside looking in is like, it's truly breaking down those silos within the big A logo is pulling all these different things in together into that family to make the project all work, the actual design and the things that change come together. And PlanGrid is that key thing that got plugged into that, right?
Exactly. And it's getting everyone on the same sheet of music out in the field, making sure everyone's working off of the latest information, and it's giving them all of that information right at their fingertips on any mobile device, with or without network connectivity. And so that's huge for people in the field these days. And so the adoption rate is insane. I mean, people want to use it. The guys in the field love using this. And so I won't
harp on. They don't want to go get the roll of printout stuff and have the last guy that dumped the coffee on it or
exactly.
Wherever it ended up, right?
Exactly.
And one other thing that I think about, too, is that it was a very ponderous process back in, like, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. Loads of paper, loads of forests being killed in order to do this thing. And so these sort of solutions really, at quantum speed, speeded up the real-time interconnectivity between office, consultants, and the field. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and this is the big but, as you move forward quickly, you still need to have documentation and archiving to back that up, that, you know, God forbid, if anything goes wrong on the job, that you've got that trail, which is now an electronic trail, that you're able to go back and revisit the situation to see how you
got
to.
Problems happen?
I've heard about them, you know.
Those ones and zeros in the right place can be kind of crucial.
But it is, and that's what I think is so great about this, is that as we move forward at warp speed, just to make sure that we are covering how we got there and we understand the path behind us, so that if you need to revisit it for lessons learned or for legal reasons, that it is available.
So. Right. Yeah, and that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is having that complete audit trail of everything that happened during construction, and then being able to provide the owner with what we're calling a living as-built. So, you know, they'll have that story of construction for the life of that building.
Well, that's an important point that you make, is that, you know, there is that sort of BIM model that you need to have that as an archival, full-blown understanding of how the project came together. But then also the process of how you got to the model and all those sorts of things also needs to be documented. So it seems like a great solution and integration of those two sides of the same coin.
Exactly.
And I heard you say four main things. And so recap, we've heard number one is?
Assemble, building connected, plan grid, and the last one is BIM 360.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this, man. Thanks for
we hit it.
Getting there. We're on four.
Yeah,
that's my job, man. Yeah, that's, I keep it moving along.
Yeah, so like we were talking about, collaborating on the model and whatnot. So, BIM 360 provides a really robust workspace to collaborate in a 3D environment, share coordination models, and really manage your project data really effectively. So it also connects and structures a lot of your data from different disciplines to really help with the analysis of your project and actually make usable information out of it. And so what Autodesk is calling it is Construction IQ. So this is being built through our machine learning and AI engines to identify and prioritize where your company might be exposed to risk. And so it's really just increasing overall efficiency and in project execution. So through these analytics, we're enabling teams to predict and prevent and ultimately manage their risk.
So Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, you've worked with different suites over your years of different firms owning your own or others, and you're in the Autodesk suite now with Able Design Group, right?
Yeah, we use Office 360, and then we are Revit Autodesk-based. And so we still have a few people working on AutoCAD, but the majority of the offices has come over to Revit. In the past, I was on ARCHICAD and Graphisoft, and we adopted that in, that was in 1994, when there were very few people doing it. And so it's been really a pleasure for me to get to understand how Revit works, and so that's why it's great to meet you, Taylor, to really sort of understand Autodesk's sort of full, 360 vision of how it all comes together.
And I asked that question to tee it up for the Art of Construction tribe, is to say my job out here is to connect technology, i.e. the ACS Autodesk, with handshakes, i.e. Jeffrey Abel and Abel Design Group, who's an awesome, design firm, and what you guys are doing is those suites of services, to ask those questions, and that we have, a guy like me has to hear it a few times before I understand. So awesome job taking those four pillars and kind of breaking that down. It really helps understand where PlanGrid fits into the suite of services. Does it all make sense to you for where you guys are at with Able Design Group?
Well, yeah, and it's... This kind of goes back to the 6,000 foot view, is to really talk about and understand that there's a call for change, in the AEC industry, and that's what BILT is about. It's about disruption. That's what's been become clear over the 2 days that we've been here so far. It's about disruption, and so, Steve Burrows is calling for, 8x20x40 sheets of plywood, as an architect, you're going, wait a second, now I don't even know for sure what my building components are anymore because they might change.
Yeah, and go check out the interview that we're going to be, we just got done doing that live, which will be a podcast. I think it's kind of fun whether you were here or not here, to regurgitate or kind of put all this stuff together and kind of creating the story of Digital Built Week. But what he talked about, which was just fascinating to me, is like there was a reason why we did stuff as far as a sheet was 4 foot by 8 foot so you could move it. But now we have these things called robots and technology and trucks that can do things differently than in the past. So it's putting that together. But we have to have a tool to help us with that, or we just get the F word. Fear comes up and you're like, oh boy, I don't even know where to start now. But that's where an Autodesk suite from the guides of PlanGrid in the field saying, well, why don't we do it this way, that can come and you can now make the system come back together again. That's what I'm seeing. You could look at a disruption and be the fear, or you could look at this as how exciting. As Steve said, it's one of the greatest times to be in construction if you look at it from this point of view, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know that, and it might be premature to bring this up at this point in the conversation, but you know, as we start to maybe talk about some sort of case studies, the thing that jumps to my mind is, you know, obviously Autodesk saw, I don't want to really say a gap, but an opportunity, and that's why they brought PlanGrid in. And so if you could talk a little bit about that, that would be helpful, to talk about why the acquisition of PlanGrid, and then to follow that up with, you know, your team, what other gaps do you guys see based on this sort of disruption in the industry that are not necessarily acquisitions, but places that you feel the Autodesk team needs to go to address those new needs?
Right, right. No, that's a great question. So to start with your first question, why PlanGrid? Why did they acquire PlanGrid? And to me, it was because there was that gap between the office and the field. There are those silos of information. You've got field guys coming back to the office asking for drawings, for submittals, for RFIs, for information. And so being able to bridge that gap to make sure that we are keeping our teams productive in the most efficient way possible, I think that is the main goal here. And that's one of the reasons that Autodesk brought in PlanGrid to be a part of the ACS family. So to make sure everyone's working off the same sheet of music, everyone's doing it in the most efficient way, and they have the correct information in front of them.
Well, you know, and that's an important point. You know, I just say this as an architect, is the respect that I've always had for the builder, because I really see them as craftsmen.
Absolutely.
Is when I would go on site, I mean, I'm talking to everybody, you know, if I've got the time. I'm talking to every single trade. And they would always be surprised, and I said, you know, hey, I just drew it, right? I mean, I thought it up, worked with the owner, we created it, we drew it, but you guys are building it, right? And so I always like felt this sort of sense of gratitude and partnership with them, is that they are bringing, you know, this sort of shared vision with the owner to life. And like you're saying, I mean, they want information, right? So they're like, just tell us what to do. We are the trusted execution team, so please give us the information we need to create that vision.
Exactly, exactly. They really are artists.
Absolutely.
Of the trades.
The art of construction.
That's right.
And these are the artists.
And these are the tools that they need to be empowered with, and we need to focus on empowering them with the right technology. Technology is now becoming a tool just like any other tool in your bag. Sheet metal needs an impact driver, you need a concrete pump, you know, whatever your trade might be. Owners, employers need to be focusing on empowering their employees with the correct technology to do their job.
Awesome. Well, before we let you go, Taylor, do you have a case study or kind of one thing where you can take those four pillars and kind of showcase that on something that's worked through the ACS platform?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. There's many case studies. We've got plenty of examples of people who've been seeing success and profitability and efficiency using the ACS products. But one that stands out just very high level is Clayco, which is one of the largest privately owned design build firms in the U.S. You know, billions of dollars in revenue, and they use all ACS products. And the projects they work on require lots of coordination, lots of collaboration from every phase, you know, from selling the job to designing the job all the way to turning it over. And since they've adopted the ACS products, they've actually been able to reduce the time it takes by about 70% or so on the time it takes to gather relevant information and make these critical project decisions out on site or in the office. And so to me, those types of numbers speak volumes on the benefits that ACS can bring to the industry.
Yeah, and you just hit on a key thing that we have to solve is that there's not enough labor, right? Or is it this the workforce delusion that we're not being efficient? And that's what I've been hearing a lot of that. These suite of products can make it more efficient to where you don't just keep throwing people at the problem. You throw the right solutions and the right person in the right seat to the problem, right?
That's right. That's right. And not only finding the correct solution, but making sure that your solutions talk to each other. Make sure that your information is integrated and that you have a single source of truth for the data on your project.
One thing that Taylor mentioned, it just brought up something, a thought for me, was, and you brought it up as well too, just the labor force. And there's not enough kids. My son is 20, has zero interest in going into manual labor. And so you're going, well, how do we drive that sort of generation into the trades or into building industry so that there is a workforce available to create structures? And the thing that sort of popped into my mind is like, well, what kind of training do they need, right? And as technology changes, it might not be hod carriers and it might not be concrete pumpers and it may not be that sort of very difficult back-breaking work that your body only lasts so long. It may be a completely different type of a construction worker. And knowing kids of that generation, you know, my son being a perfect example, loves technology, loves gaming, loves those types of things. And maybe that's the good news coming, is that as the construction industry changes, it's going to require a whole different skill set, which now brings all these kids back into it, male and female. So just a thought.
No, absolutely. You hit it spot on. As the industry begins to digitize and processes become more automated, we're going to need young professionals just like that who understand the systems, who are really tech savvy and have the ability to manipulate these systems and processes. So I think you hit it spot on there.
So for those like your son, Taylor, what's that crystal ball that you see? Where do you see this thing going as you've been working with the ACS platform?
So are you saying the industry as a whole or what ACS sees?
Either as, or. As yeah, yeah, if you want to say the overarching, the industry as well as ACS, whatever you see fit, we want to help see the future of wave that magic wand.
Yeah. The industry as a whole, I know we talked a little bit before this about the convergence between manufacturing and construction and how we've kind of seen some of that with how much prefabricated assemblies are being constructed off-site. I know I've been a part of a few where these multi-trade racks, MTRs, where we can stack six or seven trades into a modular unit and bang out an entire hallway of really dense mechanical systems, you know, in lab spaces or hospitals and whatnot. And that's just the beginning. And I feel like with this convergence, we're really going to start pushing the bounds of modular building in the industry. And especially with a suite of products like ACS offers, and with the more integrations to come in the future, I think that we're just going to be driving more predictability and more profitability into the industry as a whole.
Awesome. Well, as this is for contractors and affiliates to grow their business, what's that one thing you would want the Art of Construction tribe to hear to let them go and go out and crush it and grow their business?
Yeah, like I had kind of touched on a little bit earlier about just focus on empowering your teams with the correct technology. So like I said, these softwares are becoming a tool just like any other tool in your bag. And so being able to streamline the collaboration and data management on your projects is going to be key. And so investing in this technology is one step. Adoption is another step. And so focusing on bridging that gap and understanding that you need to find a solution that's going to solve your short-term problems, but you also want to focus on a solution that's going to provide long-term benefit as well. So what these decision makers need to be asking themselves is, do I believe in the vision of this technology? Do I believe in the vision of the company? And do I trust the team behind it to really bring that vision to life?
Awesome. Hey, great stuff, Taylor. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate you guys having me on here.
Thank you.
So, Matt, we're here in the middle of Digital Bill Week, and that was great to sit down and talk with Taylor and talk about Autodesk, and it's great to have this tool that we can go look at that they have so many different of these mixing parts and pieces getting put together. And you made a comment to me last night at happy hour that you were like, you know, Devin, I thought we kind of were going here and everything was in good shape. And he's like, this conference in a good way has really made me, it's like so disruptive. This Built Week is what they've done with the people that we've met and hung out with. It's been pretty inspiring. A lot of people may scare them, but you're like kid in a candy store this week. So what's your take on that? But it's pretty cool to sit down and talk with Taylor and say here's the four pillars that we can go back and build up these platforms from.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about that when we did have that conversation of, you know, I feel like a little bit like Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, all shook up. And it's one of those things where everything's changing. Like, it feels like the ground's kind of shifting underneath everybody in a good way, but it still puts you a little bit off your game. And so it's always nice to meet, you know, someone like Taylor. And you look back when you were a young guy, right, and you had sort of older folk who were kind of mentoring you. And then as you start to reach that sort of older stage, you look back and you meet a guy like Taylor who is passionate about what he does, really cares about what he does.
Yeah.
And is going to build a team to make some stuff happen. And it really, for me anyway, it gives me hope as things are moving forward, is that you have this incredibly bright young generation who are willing to take all these sort of things on and make movement happen.
So which Taylor was he then?
Man, we didn't get to that. I can't believe we didn't ask him that question.
Well, we'll have to ask him and put it in the show notes. And you know, it was fun to sit down and step out of the show and sit back and think about it. What's the one thing you in the middle of this, and tonight we get to go to the Enscape that we did a podcast with them, a live panel with real-time rendering and all these other amazing tools that we've talked about, and tomorrow night with Bim Smith having the gala event and continue on. But what's the one thing so far that aha moment that you've had?
look at the continuum, right? So you can be really sure of yourself, then you'll meet somebody here who will totally disrupt you. You feel kind of off, then you get it back together again. So I guess the key thing is just sort of embracing the change. In embracing the ride, you know, we're going to the music experience tonight, you know, Jimi Hendrix, all along the Watchtower, you know, so it's just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, and what's cool is it's all kind of being tied together. So tonight we're going to, they call it MPOP now, that Philip Bergsicker was one of the presenters that I did a podcast around. So if you're into this stuff and you want to sit back and enjoy the ride, I challenge you to go back and listen to these different conversations that orchestrating a network and making the keys and the notes all play together. If you listen to these different conversations, I think that's where the notes and the orchestra is going to come together. And that's where it's an honor to be one of the touch points with the Art of Construction to listen and put that stuff together. My aha moment for the conference is that if we pin down on one thing that I was just like, it was Michael Gardner on the Enscape panel. And he talked about, I said, well, what's one of the big things that's been so helpful with Enscape or real-time rendering? And it goes back to we buy and we understand through pictures. And he said, for all these years, we'd spend in all these meetings trying to get someone to come in. We'd work so hard and we'd roll out the 2D plans. And the people that are actually the decision makers look at those plans and they're just scared. They don't know what you're trying to communicate to them. But nowadays, when you put it up in the picture and they see that and they understand that, it's a game changer. So those type of tools, if you're not understanding those tools, you're going to be left in the dust. But I highly recommend if you want to be forward thinking and using the futures, you go look at the pillars of Autodesk, because they're the ones that are leading the charge in a big way, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, go check out all the other podcasts. And thanks, Taylor and Autodesk, for allowing and coordinating to have a sit down and tell your story through the art of construction.
Hey, sir, thanks for letting me sit shotgun with you.
All right. Cheers, man.